Brothers and sisters, with Karl Popper's help, we have been attempting to come to grips with the implications for ourselves, our souls, and necessarily then for our common humanity of giving our allegiance to the state, arguing that doing so has meant and can only mean betraying our common humanity and the earth. An allegiance to the commonwealth, quote unquote. And by the way, I recently learned that the ancient word for wealth and death is the same. So, brothers and sisters, resisting austerity in Portugal, thank you. And please hang in there. All of us globally must get on the same page, must start helping each other. Our hearts must collectively heal this ongoing pain called rank. So an allegiance to the quote-unquote commonwealth, this group project of raping the earth so that it may be converted from common treasure to private ownership, has meant and will continue to mean while it exists, giving our allegiance to princes, to statesmen, quote-unquote, to puffs up in love with an illusion, and that to establish our world based on the opposite operating premise inherent in distributed generation, we have to develop, each one of us, our leadership. Today we begin that conversation. At this moment, we are globally pondering, globally trying to see what the qualities of a new world beyond commodification and rank would have to be for us to constitute the opposite of class authentically. It's time for us to embark on our common road together toward reclaiming our stolen gifts, our leadership, to establish a future based on distributed generation. So we're going to begin by looking at this question of leadership.